Continuing on with Castle Country Focus, during this segment, we're going to talk to Terry Willis. She's the chairperson of the 2017 International Day Celebration, which will get underway this week here in the Castle Country, and also a Price City Council member. First off, Terry, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
As far as International Days goes, look, this is a huge celebration, a very, very key tradition here in the Castle Country. A lot of people look forward to it. And Thursday, just a couple of days away, we're actually going to have the opening ceremony and a lot of other stuff to go along with the opening day.
That's right. We'll have a free swim again at the pool all afternoon, always a big hit. And then we'll finish off our night with the fireworks display.
The fireworks are, I know they're always a big draw. It doesn't matter where they are. In fact, once you get to International Days, look, let's be honest, it's the last chance you have to actually look at fireworks until next July. So people definitely get up for it. As far as the time for that goes, it's dusk, right? As soon as
right.
it gets dark.
Yeah. As soon as it gets dark and as the concert winds up, we hope to go just smoothly from one right into the other. So they'll be set off on Wood Hill, so everybody should be able to see them around town. Should be a great event.
This is something that you guys work on almost year-round. I mean, as soon as International Days for 2016 is done, you guys, it seems like you start working on International Days 2017. As far as the complete overview of the weekend goes, are there any drastic changes from previous celebrations?
Well, a couple things is that we have changed the start of the kids' parade. So anybody that is going to be participating in that, come to the school district maintenance building, which is right next to the Mount Harmon football field. And there'll be plenty of parking for parents, and it's within walking distance of the park, so it should make that a little bit smoother. We've taken out the hills. We've taken out any dangerous street crossings for the kids and just strove to make it a little safer and a little more fun. So that's a big change that we've made.
I know when you guys get together in the meetings, there's always an event or two that stand out amongst the rest, right? I mean, there's always a big event that you guys are well aware of. What are the big events this year that you guys are preparing for?
Well, you know, the carnival will be back. Everybody loves the carnival. We also will be having, we've got a great lineup of entertainment going on all through the weekend. And some of those, Shovelhead Jack, the Encore Dance Studio always comes, Linda Johnson's Dance Studio. We're going to finish things off with the Jeff Keel Band. I mean, what better community favorite than Jeff Keel Band to finish things off? The lip sync contest you guys put on is well received. We're looking forward to it. I'm hearing that the contestants are stepping things up on that, so that should be a real, real fun event to observe. And, of course, the parade on Saturday is huge.
One of the other events that I know is really picked up, and last week we had to talk about the fact that it's full, the International Days Golf Tournament. I mean, we're now 5 years deep into this thing, and it gets bigger and bigger every year. I know that event is actually full. There's no more room for teams. So if you were looking to golf, maybe just looking to do something athletic-wise as far as competition goes, you guys always have something athletic-wise as well. I know there's a 5K
right,
as
there's
well.
A 5K on Saturday morning that starts, I think, about 7 is when they start gathering for the run. You know, Carbon Rec always has their climbing wall and a number of activities. The college on Friday night will have just great stuff for the teens to do. You don't need to be a CEU student to go to that. It's set up for all of them. They're going to have the big old balls to roll around in, and ultimate frisbee, bubble ball, just laser tag, a number of fun events for teens. All that is free. It's really hard to not find something that you're going to want to do. If you just want to go looking for RVs or cars, we're going to have new cars and the RV again. If you want to look at the vintage cars, of course, and the Friday night burnout, again, a big crowd favorite, grows every year.
I'm shocked at how many people really got into that originally. When I first heard about the burnout contest, I thought, okay, maybe this is something that'll be a fad. No, it's not a fad. People love this thing. You guys block off an actual, you know, part of Main Street, and I can't get over how large the crowds are, and they get bigger every year.
Yeah, it is a big event, and it's something that we had to do a little bit of scrambling this year with the construction of the courthouse, but I think we've got that taken care of, and it'll go on as in the past. We've got Big Mo's catering food for both the opening ceremonies and the burnout. So you come down and eat both nights and enjoy all the goings on, and then show up Saturday for the food. Lots of food vendors. I think we have 150 food or 150 different vendors this year in the park. So the park will be packed.
Again, we're being joined right now by Terry Willis, chairperson of the 2017 International Day Celebration, which will begin on Thursday. Also a Price City Council member. Now, we talk about the fun, but we also have to talk about safety. You did mention the kids' parade at the beginning of the interview, but also the regular parade, which is Saturday morning. You guys have implemented some safety regulations.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun for the kids to get the candy that is thrown. Now you cannot be on a moving vehicle or a float and throw the candy. Anybody who's throwing candy is going to be walking. And one of the reasons is that we want to keep the little kids from wanting to dash up close to the moving vehicles. I think there was a tragic event this year in one of the parades where a child stepped out of a moving vehicle and ended up losing their life. And so parade safety became something that we discussed quite a bit in one of our last planning meetings, and we want to remind parents, please keep track of your kids. Let's keep this just a wonderful event and make sure everybody's happy. We're talking to our people who throw the candy and making sure that if they see candy that kids might want to run out close to the vehicles, they'll pick it up and help get it to the kids. So let's all work together to make sure that we don't have any issues and tragedies, because that would just it would just be horrible if that happened. So we're looking to keep this a fun and happy event, and by the time it's over, everybody's going to go, wow, let's do it again next year.
Yeah, countdown begins. The countdown begins for 2018, definitely.
Yeah. And we've got two good movies this year, Moana. Everybody's raving about that, so that'll be the movie in the park on Friday night, and then on Saturday night we have Tarzan. So I think we've got a good selection on movie of the night too, and that is also free. So
is that Disney's version of Tarzan?
No, I think it's the newest version.
Okay, so the live-action Tarzan.
The live-action one that just came out.
Fantastic. Yeah, so two movies to actually watch. Last year you guys had Star Wars. So your collection of movies that you guys developed for the free movie in the park night, they're good movies, to say the least.
Yeah, we work in trying to get something that will bring people out and they want to see, and it's not something that they've got, the DVD collection of for the last 5 years. So we try and keep that fresh and the Boys and Girls Club will be selling refreshments that night to help raise money for that.
The list goes on and on. Unfortunately, we only have 10 minutes to sit here and talk about all the events that's going on in International Days. I mean, you got to get on, look for the events yourself. I mean, most of the traditional events will be back with International Days. I know you can visit castlecountryradio.com, get your full list of events there. Terry, where else can the listeners go to find more info?
Oh, there's posters all around, and they can also call 636-3180 if they've got any questions, and all those will be answered. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, you'll be able to find everything, trust me. It's the International Day Celebration. Yeah. Again, it's going to start on Thursday. It will run until Saturday. Terry, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today and give us the update on how things are looking for International Days.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting event again, and I think we'll do the city proud.
I definitely agree 100%. Thank you, Terry.
All right.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.